There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
I don't see wrinkles, do you? You know what
I see? When I look in the mirror,
experience.
I see hair.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg. And for those of you who like our ditty, that was that's a 10-minute musical that was written for us by one of the really famous Broadway lyricists. So take a look at our website, generationboldradio.com. You can hear the whole show. But more importantly, it is this show, the only show, that deals with the great aspects of aging and what you really need to live the life you love, no matter what decade you happen to be in. And in honor of Creative Aging Month, we have two great artists with us today. Later on in the show, you will meet a woman who released her inner chef, and she's an author of a very famous cookbook, Cocina con Alma, Cooking with Your Heart. And I had the pleasure of going actually to Cozumel to visiting with her and seeing how she does her cooking lessons and writes her book. But first, I want to introduce you to an author who you may have read. You know, this is someone who's in the popular genre. And she's written three wonderful books, The Red Scarf, The Necklace, The Hat. And the fact is that her books have been optioned for film. So even if you're not a reader, and I know that my listeners all are, you'll be able to see her wonderful stories. They say that she's a non-agenarian. If you don't know what a non-agenarian means, it means somebody in their 90s. But guess what? She's a real non-agenarian because she is ageless. So I want to introduce you to Babette Hughes, and we're going to have a high old time talking about successful aging and her wonderful books. Babette, thank you for being on our show today.
It's a pleasure for me.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We got to start with the books, though. I know everybody wants to hear about how they can become an author and the importance of creativity as we age, but really, these are really fun books. Now, you have a character, Kate Brady, and who runs through the entire book. These books are about bootleggers. They're tough books, but they really do come from an episode in your childhood that I think people will be fascinated to hear about and maybe a little upset by. So tell us a bit about your childhood with some of this energy and knowledge of bootlegging, crime, and murder actually come from.
My father was a bootlegger who was involved in a turf war with the mafia in Cleveland, Ohio. This is in 1924. I was 2 years old, and my father was hiding from the mafia because they were in this war with driving trucks down from Canada with booze. And one thing led to another, and he was ambushed with his brother-in-law, who was visiting with his family, and both murdered in the driveway of our house, leaving two young widows and three little kids, one of whom was me.
Yeah, and it didn't portend well for you because your mom, you call your mom a flapper. What exactly does that mean? What does it mean to you, and how did it affect your life when you were a kid?
Well, you know, she was raised in an orphanage from the time she was 3 years old. She came out when she was 15, married her husband, my father, when she was 18. 6 years later, he was brutally murdered, and she just went out. She was, I remember watching her get dressed in her beautiful beaded dresses and fringes and jewels, and she went out. She was one of the flappers of the time. Speakeasies, booze, jazz. Then the Depression hit. She lost all her money, and that's when she came home, and that's when I had a mom.
For the first time.
During those years, she was, you know, shipping me around to relatives, aunts, uncles, sisters. One sister was in Gary, Indiana. My brother and I were there for a while. But we survived.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a rolling stone, and in some ways, the idea that you can be a writer kind of requires that you stay loose in life and not need to go down the straight and narrow. Always, it's the path not taken. Do you think some of those negatives in your childhood, or maybe all of them, is what led to you becoming a writer and always wanting to be a writer?
I think that's such a good question. I think you're absolutely right. It not only made me a writer, but it made me become active in my 90s. Because, you know, people don't learn anything from an easy life. We learn from the hits and the problems and the conflicts. Those are the things that give us tools. And because of my kind of crazy beginning, I got all these tools that have served me well in my 90s.
You know,
and
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Fine.
This is something that I think is so important for. This is something I really try to communicate to other people, because we think that, you know, that the easy things, the easy life, the good luck is what we want, and very few of us even achieve that. But again, we learn from the problems. We get tools from surviving the hits. And they serve us well all of our life.
You know what? You'd mentioned the fact that it kind of woke you up. It allowed you to take the negatives of aging and just, you know, accept them and continue to write. But in 1963... I read this. It's a beautiful piece. It's Confessions of an Unpublished Writer. It was written by Bevette in 1963, folks, and it was published in the Sunday Review. So you were not a published writer, but you've been writing at least since 1963, which means decades without being published. When were you finally first published?
In my
80s. You're 80.
In my,
all right.
In my 80s, yes.
I got to say this loud and proud. Everybody listen, in her 80s. So all of you baby boomers at age 55 who want to say, I want to write a book, but I can't write a book, I'm too old, forget about it. So that was your first, what was the first thing that you published?
The first book was a memoir called Lost and Found. And I'm very proud of that book, because I was able to write about the secrets. My mom lied to me when I was old enough to ask her about my father. You know, where was he?
Yes.
What did he die of? She lied. She said he died of pneumonia.
And she didn't want you to know.
She was ashamed. This was a middle-class Jewish family. He was the black sheep. No one in the family was remotely involved in breaking the law as he was. So it was a huge family secret, and when I learned the truth, it was a real shock.
Yeah, a shock and also a betrayal. So there's a lot of betrayal, by the way, in your books. There's no question about it. Ben Gold, I know people ask you, that is Ben Gold your dad? But you say no, Ben Gold, who is the bad guy here, is not your dad.
He's a combination of my dad and my first husband.
My goodness. All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have gone to that one. So, but is Kate Brady you?
No, she's my imagination. It's all my imagination.
So
certainly, you know, it comes from who you are, but it's my imagination. It's what keeps me writing.
You know, I want to ask you about that. And this is, I said during a little bit of a preview today, I was going to ask you a question and not tell you what the question was so that we really got a candid answer. This is a line from The Hat, from your book, The Hat. It goes like this. You're an amateur, and amateurs get knocked out fast in this business, Ben went on. And I love this line. The cemetery is full of amateurs. Did you hear that in your home?
Or
did that piece of dialogue come from you, and were you hearing things in your home that helped you with dialogue?
No, I made it up.
Because that's a powerful piece. Yeah.
The unconscious is so rich for writers. That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah.
That's where art comes from. Music, painting, writing. It's what happens when you sit down to work. And it's mysterious.
All right. So now, of course, we'll take a minute before we take a break, and we'll talk about a topic that kind of makes both of us a little angry, and that is the image of aging that we have in this country. I certainly think it's very negative, but you think that it's actually a pack of lies. What do you mean
Absolutely.
By that? Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a total lie. It comes from the profit motive. It comes from a capitalistic society. Young people buy more stuff than older people. That's one thing. And, you know, we all know the message is loud and clear. It's everywhere in movies, magazine covers, TV shows.
We're going to be back in one moment. We're going to really, really take a look at this topic and how we can be misled in becoming old unnecessarily. We'll be back in just one moment with Babette Hughes.
Introducing Sam 76, a revolutionary new beer from Sam Adams that combines refreshment and flavor. It's the perfect union of lager and ale that took over 13,000 hours and 60 different recipes to perfect. Roughly speaking, of course. The end result? Well, it's an easy-to-drink, refreshing beer perfect for every party, event, shindig, or get-together. We could go on, but you'll just have to try it to believe us. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Save the flavor responsibly.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hey travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
My age. Hello. And this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. Truth about what? Truth about aging, the only show that tackles that word that dare not speak its name. And before the break, we were speaking with author and whose books have been optioned for film, so you can be very, very Tony now. And you can go and read Babette Hughes's books. All you have to do is go to Babette, B-A-B-E-T-T-E, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, books.com. You can read all about her and the Kate Brady series, the hat, the red scarf, the necklace. And when the film comes out, you can say, oh, I read the book. And, of course, they will be on GenerationBoldRadio.com in our book club. And you go to Amazon as well. So here is someone who's going to be 93 years old. Happy birthday. Coming in November. Who published for the first time in her 80s, but not in for the last time in her 90s. And like me, she feels we have a kind of an ageist world. When we last left, Babette was saying one reason was simply material. It's good business to skew young. I think that was your point, Babette. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And that it teaches us to fear aging, which is such a burden and such an unnecessary burden, because it's not true. It's a bold-faced lie.
So, you know, you actually start aging biologically at age 30, and you are in your peak spending years in your 50s. But the fact is that, and I said this to you in the break, Babette, our show, we've won the National Mature Media Award last week, so I'm very, very thrilled about that a couple of weeks ago. Yet, it's not easy to get sponsors. Sponsors would rather sponsor shows that skew for the Justin Bieber crowd. So that is true. That's one problem. And the media shows a lot of ridiculous looks for aging, behaviors for aging. But I want to turn it against us for a minute and get your opinion on this one. I also think that because we're supposed to do less, because we're supposed to have age as an excuse, we accept the excuse and say, well, we can't do it. We can't walk 3 miles. We're too old. We can't write. Time has passed us by. Do you see that in people? Because I do. I have to admit, I see people using being 60, 65, or 70 as an excuse.
Yes, but they pay a big price for that. It's a mistake, and I don't think that they're enjoying their life.
But you hang out with the young crowd. You hang out with younger. Your friends are younger. They're not 90.
Well, they have to be. I mean, I don't know anyone in their 90s.
Yeah. I tell you, we do so much work on this show with people in their 90s that I think the whole world is populated by 90-year-olds, but I have a very, very skewed view of things. Yeah, I know. It's hard to find a good 90-year-old these days.
Yes.
But that's a good question. There are a lot of people who are not 90. I mean, I just turned 67, who I don't know if they'd be accepted. I don't have a lot of younger friends. I'll be honest with you. I'd like to. Real friends. Yes, they could be my mentor, or I could be their mentor, or we business people. But how do you do that? How do you relate to a 40- or 50-year-old or 30-year-old?
Very well, because I'm not focused on my age. I'm focused on the person I'm with, and I'm focused on who I am in the conversation. I'm just not, it's just not relevant. It's not. I don't think about it.
Now,
I'm as busy as I was half my age.
However, I will say this. Kate Brady, in one of your books, is 80 years old. Now, obviously, she's a robust, smart, sharp, clever 80-year-old. Do you think that perhaps that particular image of an 80-year-old might catch on? Because, you know, an author like you, who's going to have a film, is really media, too. You create images, and you've created an image of an 80-year-old. And what kind of characteristics does she have?
She's, in the book, she's being interviewed for a documentary and about her past with her famous criminal husband, who is Ben Gold. She isn't involved with her age. It's just a detail. It's who she is because that's how old she is. But again, this focus on age is such a mistake. It's so unnecessary. We have lives to live. We have creative energy. We have ideas. I can't say enough. Look, when we choose life, it chooses us. In other words, accepting the whole lot, the bad, the good, the past, the present, when we accept all of that instead of the chair and the TV, we can have a life. It's, age is not a disability. It's an opportunity to have a second chance at life. Ask anyone if they want to be young, and most will say no. You know, and no wonder. It's a time of career worries and relationship worries and money worries and kid worries. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we want in life. We have very little preparation for the challenges of marriage and child raising. We're out there on our own. We're winging it, doing our best, but it's hard. And this is another opportunity for us.
Yeah, I have to reveal something to everybody that allows me to reveal, and that is, this is not somebody who is, you already know that in her childhood she certainly did not have a perfect life, but this is not somebody who in her aging has a perfect life. Your wonderful husband, J.D. Hughes, has Alzheimer's, and you are a caregiver.
Yes.
And you are as devoted and optimistic and accepting as any caregiver I have ever met, because we work with caregivers a lot on this show. Your attitude is incredible. So if you have a word for caregivers, what would you say?
But that's exactly what I've been trying to say, that it's embracing the problems in life that gives our life energy and interest and possibility. That's one of the things our culture doesn't tell us. It's accepting the whole bundle that makes us alive. We're alive because of that. We're not sitting in front of the TV. We're dealing with reality.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And the fact is that it's only because of people like you that we're going to get it. That is a message that's loud and clear, and I want everybody to remember, read these books. By the way, they're also sexy. Babette Hughes books, BABETTEHUGHES, books.com, but also go to Amazon, also go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, and you'll see the covers of the books. You'll be able to go right to Amazon through there and buy the book. These are really
you
wonderful books.
You may think
books.
That I'm full
Don't
of
away,
it,
everyone.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800- 607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
is Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
We're back.
And I freely admit
that
I'm inappropriate.
This generation
for my age.
And as I told you in our first segment, with Babette Hughes, a terrific author, going to be 93 years old, this is the month for creative aging. And today I have another author with me, and her name is Josefina Gonzalez Ligil. And I'm going to say it that way, but she's going to tell me the right way. Tell me the right way, Josefina.
Gonzalez Luigi.
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 Now, Josefina says in my language, except she speaks about eight languages. The name of her book is Cucina con Alma.
Cucina con Alma.
But I know what it means in English, cooking from the heart. And
yes,
so right. Cooking with heart. What I want to bring out for everybody here, there's a message before we speak to Chef Josefina, and that is this. If you have a dream, whether it's being a novelist like Babette Hughes, whether it's being a great chef like Josefina, and you didn't start at age 20 or 25 or 30 or 35 or even 50, you can. It's just never too late to fulfill your dream. So I would like to speak to Chef Josefina, but I want to set the stage for a minute, if you don't mind. I was there. I had the pleasure of meeting, we'll tell you how you can do the same, with Chef Josefina, at her home that she specially selected in Mexico to be near a fresh market so that she could take people who love excellent cuisine, walk them from the beginning of actually purchasing the ingredients for a dish through making 5, 6, 7, even 11 dishes in her home with her and taking the recipes with her, with you. Most of those dishes are actually in her own cookbook. Now, this was a dream come true, and she's had quite a journey. So, Chef Josefina, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you to you to receive me in your radio.
Thank you.
Now,
well, you know what? We had a great time, but I would like you to tell people how many countries you've lived in and how much influence, not only from Mexican influence, but French influence is in your cooking.
Yes, because my grandpa was from Corsica. So I studied in France also to teach languages first, but my passion has been cooking all my life. Since I was a child, I like to cook. And very important to keep all the recipes of our grandmothers, our family, alive, because this kind of cooking is maybe losing in Mexico. We have a lot of influence of other countries and other kind of food. So for that reason, this is my passion.
So I will tell everybody that I live in New York area, and there is no shortage of Mexican restaurants. And in fact, there's excellent Mexican restaurants. In the very building where I have an apartment, one of the most famous American Mexican restaurants are there. It's called Rosa Mexicana. But I never tasted food like this. And I've had a lot of Mexican dishes. Josefina, what you're talking about in terms of keeping the dishes of your parents, that must be why it would have been impossible for me to have food like this. Just describe, perhaps, your favorite dish or the one that's the favorite in your cookbook.
Maybe I am very proud, and it's something very simple, to show the people how to make tortillas, the real tortillas by hand, in pre-Hispanic way. You were here, and you saw the way we make the tortillas, and you can make the tortillas in your house, and it was wonderful. Because it's a real tradition, and also we have something very special that is the mole. And it has 21 ingredients, and we can make it in less than 1 hour. So this is very exciting for me and for the people who visit our cooking class.
Well, I have to tell you something. Josefina knows this, but and maybe some of you do if you've heard me admit I don't cook. My joke is I have only supervised visitation with my stove, because I could turn on a stove and the stove will walk out of the house and say, not me, she's not touching me. I did cook. There are pictures of it on Facebook that my friends could not believe. You could do this, folks. You really could. However, the experience is even more wonderful because it does start in the market. So before any amount of time leaves, tell everybody where your cooking school is and how they can learn more about it if they're in the area or want to go there specifically to learn from you. I want people to be able to find you and reach you and be able to actually have the experience that I had. So tell everyone where your school is. I know it's in your home, so that they can find you on the web.
We are talking in the island of Cozumel, that is in the southeast of Mexico. It's the last point of our country. And this is a very quiet island. Happily, in these recent years, we have more ingredients to cook here. Because when I started here 30 years ago, it was almost impossible to get all the ingredients to make the vegan Mexican cooking. Because the part of Yucatan Peninsula is very, we can see, isolated from the rest of the country, and they have their own costumes, their own kitchens, pre-Hispanic roots, etc. But the flavor of Mexico, what I try to make in the book is to make a sample of the traditional ancient cooking from since the time of the Spanish arrived, and they mix the culture with the pre-Hispanic culture. And we have roots of both. They are very important. Like I told you, the mole, for example, with 21 ingredients together and chocolate, that is Mexican, the chocolate. This is an amazing salsa, no?
So it was wonderful, and I want to tell everybody how it works. First of all, I do have the information that you guys are going to need in order to do this. Number one, Cozumel, as you know, because we also do a travel show, is a very easy place where most Northeasterners who travel have been. You might go to Cozumel on a cruise. You might go to Cozumel on a tour. And usually when you get to Cozumel, they will have you go whale watching or take a look at dolphins or go to a beach. But many of you have been to Cozumel many times, particularly if you love the Caribbean and you go to cruises. This is something you can do on your shore excursion. And that's something that Josefina may not realize how important it is to our listeners. So the way it's set up, it's extremely efficient. It takes just a few minutes to get from any port to Josefina. And then the way she works it, you go immediately to the market. You select the dishes that you think you would like from her cookbook. And she helps you shop for them, shows you how to make them. Then you sit and you eat them. It's fun, whether you're cleaning a cactus, right, or you're making the chocolate that she mentioned. It goes literally from soup to nuts. So people want this experience, very, very unique experience. You're going to want to know how to reach Josefina. Now, number one, her cookbook and how you can get it, that will be on our website as always, which is generationbowl.com. You can email her and you will get the virtual e-cookbook at ccannon707@yahoo.com. That's ccannon707@yahoo.com. But we will also have this on our website. And finally, if you want to, and you email her at that same address, you will be able to set up a time for your cooking lesson. Now, this is something so unique. Working with travel, today we're working with creativity and giving you some inspiration for the fact that you could do this too. But for those of you who love to travel, know that you've been to Cozumel 8 times, how many times can you see the same dolphins? What you're going to want to do is take this cooking experience. It's remarkable. But before we take a little bit of our break, Josefina, when did you publish this book? And if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you published the book?
I think I started, because I have almost 10 years in this job, the job I invented for myself. So I have the necessity to make the book because people had to write all the recipes, and like we make 11 things inside the class. It was almost 6,000.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and this is a very special month. This is Creativity Month, Creativity and Aging. And it is a wonderful magazine. It's called the Magazine of Active Aging, and most of the time they deal with physical activities. But this month, in honor of a whole panoply, a whole movement, I think, a trend, that aging is also equivalent to creativity. You know, we have different life stages. And we started 2 years old and we're supposed to start to think about talking and form words, and this goes on. And, you know, you've all read the books and you wondered if your three-year-old also read the book. But the fact is that there are stages of maturity as well. And it is very clear, and Eric Erickson and all of the pundits in the field of human development have agreed that creativity comes with stages of aging. It's not spoken of enough. There's a wonderful movement toward creative aging. In the magazine, as I mentioned, there are new over 55 communities springing up everywhere that are devoted to people who are artists, who are growing older. But now we have a new level. People who weren't artists and want to become artists, have repressed their artistic ability, or never even realized, had no consciousness or awareness of their artistic ability until they get older. Now, like anything else, some are terrific, some aren't so terrific, but it is part of our process, and it's one of the most wonderful things that you should recognize in yourself. And if you haven't been to a party, you know, a wine and paint party, if you haven't been to a senior center community where they've gotten you involved with collage or writing, if you haven't gone to your local or online writing courses, I just took one in memoir, and I've written 14 or 15 books, and I write every day of my life, and I just took a course in memoir, because this, I find personally that there is a journey and a process. So I want to introduce you again to Chef Josefina Gonzalez-Luigi. She is 65 years old. She is a fantastic chef. She is realizing her dream in Cozumel, Mexico. She is the author of Cocina con Alma, Cooking with Heart. And you can get a copy of that book and get a downloadable, beautiful copy of that book. C. Cannon. C-A-N-N-O-N 707 at yahoo.com. You really should have that. If you like Mexican food at all, you should have it. But, you know, Josefina, if they don't like Mexican food, they should have it. Because your food is completely different from any Mexican food that I've had. And I'm curious to find out, a lot of people come and take your cooking lessons. Are they surprised at what they're eating? Because I was. It was so different.
Yes, it's different because it's natural. And it's the way the prehistoric people used to cook. Mixing with, as I told you, the Spanish who come to the conquer, and they mix something, incredible things. But they are part of the cooking, Mexican cooking, and is very not very healthy because they use a lot of oil. They fry things, and as you can see, we didn't fry anything in Chile. Our kitchen, everything was boiled or rolled, and salsa very very simple. And this simplicity is very healthy too. This is the reason I just choose the good things we can have in our Mexican homes.
Well, you also made some food that was actually in paper, in leaves, that really wasn't fried.
Yes, banana leaves is the way the Mayan used to cook everything. It's very interesting. I am trying now to looking for more pre-Hispanic things for adding to the book or making a second one. But I am working very hard trying to find the roots, the real roots of some ingredients, pre-Hispanic ingredients.
I hope that what you're doing will spill over into the restaurants and into even the prepared foods, because Mexican food, people like it, but they think of it as fast food. They think of it as Taco Bell. I know I know you don't want me to mention Taco Bell, but they do. They think of it that. So tell me, who's taking your courses these days? Are they mostly people like me from the ships?
We have from the cruise ships that are coming all the time in Cozumel. We have a lot in the month. There are many people from the cruise ships, but there are also people who are coming like you several times, and they want to know new things, and I am a new option to make it. I have had people from Australia, from India, from everywhere, and very old people interested. This is a real magic, because an old lady, 99 years old, taking the class, and a little boy of 4 years old helping me to choose the avocados, to make the guacamole. This is incredible for me. It's a life. They are friends for 4 hours, but they are friends of us. It's like a friendship we have, sharing the cooking and sharing the Mexican things.
I felt a lot of love. I took a lot of pictures, and they will be on our GenerationBoldRadio.com. So you should definitely take a look at that. You'll also have the ability to order the book, which is fantastic. So I want to thank you. We've been speaking with Jeff Josefina Gonzalez Luigi, who was born and lived for a while in France, and Corsica is where she has some grandparent roots. She brings all of this delicious cuisine to her Mexican roots. She goes into Mayan cuisine as well. And it was just a wonderful experience. So I want to thank you very much, Josefina. I hope I see you again.
Of course. And thank you very much to you. A big hug for everybody. And thank you for having me in your program.
It was a pleasure.
I'm very emotional.
I know.
I am very happy with that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We get emotional. We had such a wonderful time. And you will as well when you go visit.
I'm inappropriate for our age.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.